What's going on, everyone in internet land? It's another edition of Flobo Saw on Netflix. You know the show. That's when we go deep into the Netflix archive to check out some content that you may or may not enjoy. Now, like I always say, this isn't a traditional review show. We don't say things are good or bad. Well, we do, but we don't really try to tell you what's good or what's bad. We kind of say, who is this for? And today, we're talking about Unfrosted, which is the story, kind of, sort of, about the invention of the Pop-Tart. Now, it stars Jerry Seinfeld, who has a producer credit on this one and a writing credit and directing credit on this one. And it is also a rare treat because Seinfeld does not do many movies. This is listed at his third film. Fourth, we count the cameo in top five, the one with Chris Rock. So it is interesting that this was a choice to do this comedy film, and it is a very broad comedy. You're talking about zany, you're talking about hijinks, brightly lit costumes. It is kind of the silly kind of humor. Rated PG-13, about an hour and 37 minutes. I was actually surprised of how short the film was, because I know now we have runtime bloat where everybody wants to do a film that's 2 or 3 hours long. IMDb gives it a 5.6 out of 10. Even though I think it's low, I understand. But first, just take a look at this cast. Jerry Seinfeld is in this. Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer, and that's just people on top of the poster. It is definitely a hidden Easter egg of a film if you watch any Hollywood comedy movie the last 15 years, which I think makes it interesting, right? You want to sit down with someone who maybe I call out of the cultural game. You know what I mean? Someone who knows celebrities, but they have like a 10-year rolling window of who's popular. Like, hey, is Bruno Mars still around? Like that kind of guy. They'll definitely enjoy this one. And it is a zany movie. I didn't know what to expect, especially when you have comedy movies. It definitely leads into the camp. Everyone's dressed as if in their 60s. There is a Mad Men flair. In fact, there's a Mad Men cameo, not spoiling anything there. It definitely feels like you're in that time period, right down to the lack of African Americans in the movie. I'm just being kind of coy here. Not really an issue. It didn't really pop up to me. I was just saying that. But on top of that, if you like someone who loves costume design, if you love someone who loves camp, if you love someone who loves Austin Powers, it's kind of that movie. It is silly. It is broad. There are some scenes. There are some characters. And credit to Spike Ferriston, who is credited as one of the writers on this piece, that the characters themselves introduced are notable. Even the ones that are considered tertiary. So you can always walk out of a movie like that going, oh man, Chef Boyardee reminds me of this person, or I'm totally a Jack LaLanne doing that, which is something that I think is lost on comedy movies especially, but movies in general, right? The feeling you can see yourself as one of the characters in certain situations. So the account is pretty fictional. Jerry Seinfeld's character, Bob himself, Bob Cabana, is trying to tell a story about how the Pop-Tart was made, but because it's a recanting of the story, there are some embellishments that we all know of. There's some historical things that aren't true. There are some real-life characters mentioned in real-world things that are mentioned, but you're always left wondering what's real and what's not. So I think that's pretty fun. So you're not going to look at this to try and find an accurate historical account of what happens, but it's such a frustrating mix of things that you get could possibly be true and things that you know aren't true, and encourages you to read up on the subject, which I guess is the idea. It's like the clickbait version of checking it out. So if I was Encyclopedia Britannica, if I was Wikipedia, I'd be chomping at the bit of having more films quite like this. So the positives, it's short, it's funny, it stars people. There's parts of humor that I enjoyed. I won't say it's funny. Parts of humor I enjoyed. Otherwise, entertaining. I was on par with the story. It was a cool date night movie because it's not really anything you have to listen or watch intently for. At the same time, the humor is broad. Not so much pies in the face, but there's definitely like slipping around. There's just one-liners that stop the whole scene to make sure the audience gets the one-liners, that sort of modern storytelling as well. And of course, a lot of people aren't really actors here, especially some of the kid cast. So I can see where someone would say it's annoying. Now, if you're looking for some grand adaptation, and I mean that from the movie Adaptation, which was an adaptation of the book, The Orchid Thief is some of that in there. But because you kind of understand the premise of one guy trying to embellish what happened in his account of the birth of the Pop-Tart, or the Trap Pop, you're kind of forgiven. So this is why I say a 5.6 score from IMDb is fair, because it's not going to be anyone's favorite comedy and it's not really made to win any awards and it probably won't. But at the same time, I think it's kind of low, because once you understand you're in for a madcap Hanna-Barbera type human cartoon, I think I'm willing to adjust my rating to about 7 or 7.5 out of 10. Hey, short films are great. Short films have a beginning, middle, and end. Even better. Unfrosted, available now on Netflix, especially in North America. Let me know what you want me to review next, of course. And of course, next time, this is Flobo, so on Netflix.